Now, this knowledge, how is one to attain? Karma, of course, is the path by which you come to know this, because sarvam karma akhilam jnane parisamapyate. All action ends in this knowledge. So if you go on doing action rightly, then you get this knowledge. But this knowledge can also be attained by a special process of knowledge itself. Jnana also ends in jnana. Not only karma ends in jnana, jnana also ends in jnana. And therefore now there is an exposition of how are you to attain to that knowledge by the process of knowledge. What is the difference between karma yoga and jnana yoga? In jnana yoga, you use action as the means of arriving at knowledge. In jnana yoga, you use jnana itself as the process, as instrument of knowledge. Now, this jnana yoga is now expounded, and that is why the whole chapter is designated jnana yoga. Actually, exposition starts only now of jnana yoga. Till that time, it is only karma yoga. But now, the culmination comes to knowledge, and then, having explained what is the ultimate result of karma yoga, now the exposition of jnana yoga starts. So now let us see. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninaha tattva darshinaha. How will you come to know knowledge? Pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. This is also a very famous sentence of the Bhagavad Gita. If you want to know, pariprasnena, you should question and question again and again and again. Pariprasnena. Actually, since you have started the whole Bhagavad Gita, we are doing this process of pariprasna again and again. I am expounding one thing, then again I am expounding again, and expounding another again, and expound the same thing again. There are so many repetitions because they are necessary. Without repeating, without repeated questioning, at every time a question arises and we need to reiterate the same thing but in the context of that question. Therefore, pariprasnena. But pariprasna with what attitude? Pranipatena, with submission. There is a difference between questioning mere by the attitude of doubt for the sake of questioning. You question because it's a fashion to question. A statement is made, you say how, why, what. Anybody can ask very easy questions and you seem very intelligent. If you ask a question what, why and how, which you can raise in regard to any statement which is made, it is the easiest thing that human mind can do. But that questioning should be pranipatena sevaya. It must be with an attitude of submission, which is keen to answer, which is keen to get the answer. In the fashionable questioning, you are not keen to find the answer. You are only trying to show your superiority by putting the maker of the statement that he cannot answer your question, that is all. But a real questioner is one who is really in need of an answer. You cannot live without the answer. Mere questioning is not important. It is the finding of the answer that is important. And that finding of the answer comes only when you have this attitude. Pranipatena, where there is a submission, you really want to know. Because without knowing, you can't remain like Arjuna had to find the answer. Therefore, he submits to Sri Krishna. His questioning is not an idle question. It is not a skeptic's question. It is a questioner who wants really the answer so that he arrives at a resting place. And how do you know this is pranipata, is a sincere one? It must manifest in sevaya. Unless you do service, unless you want to give your body, life, mind, everything in submission, Your questioning is still an idle question. So this attitude of pranipata, of your submission, is in sevaya. Therefore, in these three words, Sri Krishna has explained how you attain to knowledge, with what attitude you can attain to knowledge. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekshanti. They will then give you advice. They will tell you what it is. Te jnanam jnaninaha tattva-darshinaha. Those who are tattva-darshinaha, those who have seen the essence, fundamental reality, those who have seen the sat, they are jnani. And if you approach them with pranipata, with seva, with pariprasna, then they will tell you and you will attain to knowledge. Yad jyatva na punaha moham evam yasyasi pandava. Yad jyatva, what is the criterion that you have attained to knowledge? The criterion of having attained to knowledge is that having knowledge, attained to that knowledge, na punaha moham evam yasyasi. You will have no bewilderment. This will be the test. As long as your bewilderment, as long as your perplexity, know that you have no knowledge. That is why intellectual answers do not satisfy us. Because this knowledge is that knowledge, it's like a cure. So that having taken the medicine, there is a real cure, the problem does not remain. So, yad jyatva na punaha moham evam vyasasi pandava. Hey Arjuna, you will not afterwards enter into any kind of moha, any kind of perplexity. Yena bhutani asheshena drakshasi atmani atho mai. This is again one of the most important statements. Very short, but you might say the whole knowledge is described here. Jnana vijnanena saha, all that is to come later on, he is given in one line here, and he says, yena bhutani asheshena drakshasi. You will then see bhutani asheshena. Then nothing more remains, no remainder remains. All the bhutas, everything that you see in the world, you will see. See how? Atmani. You will see all that in the self. When you see everything in the self, even that is not enough. You will see the self is basically the immobile. It is mobile also, but the essence, the tattva, is immobile. You will see all this in Atmani. You will see that all this has come from the immobility. But that is not enough. Atho mai. Then you will rise to a higher level. And you will find that all this is not merely immobile. You will find me who is both mobile and immobile. You will find that they are all in me.